On our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias. Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
On over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruising the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Here, I've got some records to share. Welcome to Cruising the Decades Global Appreciation of Music History Community, the sounds of the past come to life. CruisingTheDecades.com. This is episode number 140. And on today's program, 1960s counterculture and anti-war demonstrations, plus the Gap Band gets funky circa 1980. An old Irish folk tune that dates back to the 17th century, done by a metal band, and a popular early R&B tune in the 1950s, taking its title from a catchphrase from a New Orleans radio DJ. This is Cruising the Decades, and we'll begin in the 1910s with a selection by the Heidelberg Quintet. Now, on this show in the past, I've featured the American Quartet featuring Billy Murray, who was one of the biggest singers of the teens and 20s. Well, in certain instances, from 1912 to 1914, they added another singer, Will Oakland, and became the Heidelberg Quintet. It is said that the Heidelberg Quintet and the American Quartet really paved the way for barbershop singing. You know, the barbershop groups, the quartets and quintets of vocal harmonies 30, 40, 50 years later. This is the Heidelberg Quintet. It's called On a Beautiful Night with a Beautiful Girl. It's from 1912. I'm Cruising the Decades.
A rippling stream, king and queen, dream long dream. Don't intrude, it would be mean.
Happy only by memory. but John Press. Love me, dear, and thought yes.
An address on memory's chest. Were you ever dressed?
On a beautiful night.
On a beautiful night.
With a beautiful girl.
With a beautiful girl.
With your arms round her thigh.
With your arms round her thigh.
And your senses
awhirl.
Oh, you joy night in tune.
Oh, you joy night in tune.
Oh, you souvenir spoon.
Oh, you souvenir spoon. Under the yellowy mellowy look at them pillowy spoon.
Chapter 2, the summer through,
thunder, dew, drink, choo-choo.
Till next year, nothing to do.
In the moonlight, in the moonlight.
Christmas here to all good cheer.
Greetings, dear, ain't that queer?
Hang it all, just can't recall. What was that girl's name?
On a beautiful night.
On a beautiful night.
With a beautiful girl.
With a beautiful girl.
With your arms round her thigh.
With your arms round her thigh.
And your senses awhirl. Oh, you joy night in June.
Oh, you joy night in June.
Oh, you souvenir spoon.
Oh, you souvenir spoon. Under the yellowy mellowy look at the pillowy spoon.
Oh, what a night.
Night.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
roots of jazz music. The original Dixieland Jazz Band from New Orleans. And that one is from 1921. That's actually a later recording called Home Again Blues. The roots of the ODJB go back to around 1916 when they made their first recordings. It's quite a part of the New Orleans music history right there. You're hearing Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade and 100 years of music. And we're going to go into the 1930s with a fine blues recording by Willie Lofton. This is probably his most significant recording. It's an update of Big Road Blues, which was originally by Tommy Johnson. A lot of these songs were standards and passed from one musician to another, one region to another, and slightly adjusted. What we've got here is quite a song. I mean, this is the treasure trove of music history. I love this kind of record. Dark Road Blues, Willie Lofton on Cruisin' the Decades, 1935.
Crying, I ain't going down it. Dark road by myself. Now don't you hear me talking till you're putting my oh, ain't going down there.
Dark road by myself.
Crying if I don't care you. Give me somebody else. Crying who that yonder coming up your road. Now don't you hear me talking till you're putting my oh, who that yonder.
Hey, man, up your road.
Kinda look like my pharaoh, but she walk too slow. Crying won't let you do me like you did for shine. Now don't you hear me talking till you put in my oh, won't let you do me
like you did for shine.
Crying, y'all taking the poor boy's money, won't have to kill me before you take mine. Yeah. To kill me, oh, you take mine. Crying, smoke like lightning, shine like pearl of gold. Now don't you hear me talking to you, put in my oh, smoke like lightning,
shine like pearl of gold.
Crying, I wouldn't get in trouble, see nobody so. Crying, a spider, hang me in. Up your wall. Now don't you hear me talking till you put in my oh, oh, spider, spider.
Baby, not the wall.
Crying, I asked this spider, did he want his ashes home? Crying, I ain't gonna marry, ain't gonna settle down. Now don't you hear me talking till you put in my oh, oh, ain't gonna marry.
Ain't gonna settle down.
I must leave that chin until my mustache raggedy crown. Hi, where was you when the Frisco left your yard? Now don't you hear me talking till you put him out. Where was you?
Frisco left the yard.
And I was standing right there. Police had me barred.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Thank you. for throwing meatballs at my nurse, and much to my regret, I can't mingle with the social set. I used the wrong fork at the Stork of New York. My manners ain't fit for a goop. I'm just a square in the social circle. Who put that fly in my suit? I'd rather go out with a lout to a bout than sleep in a symphony hall. I'm just a square in the social circle. Who knocked my gum off that wall? When the utterly otter flows like butter, I want to start pitching a curve. Silly old blighter on a first nighter. I feel like a pickled hors d'oeuvre, no verb. I never felt gay in a fancy beret. I wear babushka or burst. I'm just a square in the social circle. Finger bowls hurt me the worst. They just don't quench my thirst. Mrs. Vanderpuss will greet me with a 14-carat shout. My dear, you've simply got to come to my daughter's coming out. Her daughter is a Frankenstein, a Dracula, and mink. When she comes out, each stag will shout, good sucks, I need a drink. I've dined and clubbed, I've elbow rubbed from Yonkers to Cheyenne. Fool to you, but take your blue blood and stick it in your fountain pen. All the plush and the gush. I'd rather get left than be right. I'm just a square in the social circle. Anyone here want to fight? An enemy fits with the wits and the writs. I'd rather relax on a stool. I'm just a square in the social circle. Anyone want to shoot pool? When a cookie with cabbage gets too savage, I wrestle him 3 out of 4. I would rather a sailor hop in my trailer and show me his nautical lore. Why, sure, a ladies in frills only fill me with chills. They're soft as a ball of chenille. I'm just a square in the social circle. I got a muscle of steel. Anyone here want to feel? I'm as square as a pear in a boat and their fancy silk won't stay on.
Legendary music of Betty Hutton on Cruisin' the Decades, a square in the social circle. That's from 1945, backed with the Paul Weston Orchestra. She is fascinating. Betty Hutton was a stage and film and television actress, plus dancer, singer, comedian. And a lot of her songs are kind of quirky, kind of silly, even a little bit subversive, even a little bit countercultural. CruisinTheDecades.com. That's the radio show. That's the website that lists all of our stations and all of our playlists. You can listen to every show on demand at CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, coming to you from Akron, Canton, and Youngstown, and Athens, Ohio. We produce this show at the Summit FM, local, independent, all music public radio. And it became so popular on the Summit that we got the bright idea to start self-syndicating the show. That was 3 years and 58 stations ago. CruisinTheDecades.com for all the details. And let's head back to New Orleans for Lloyd Price. This is a really important early R&B pre-rock and roll song. Lloyd Price started as a jingle writer and kind of working with Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew and Specialty Records out of New Orleans. But this is probably his best known song, Lottie Miss Claudie. The idea for that title came from New Orleans DJ James Okie Dokie Smith, a radio DJ, and he would say that catchphrase, Lottie Miss Claudie. Well, Lloyd Price turned it into a full-length song, and here we go, Cruising the Decades.
Oh, no, Lottie, Lottie, Lottie Miss Claudie. Baby,
journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music appreciation and the cultural significance of a 22-year-old Bob Dylan writing that song around 1963, a song about lasting peace and compassion and justice, a song about a lot of different things depending on how you interpret the timeless lyrics. And a song that seems rather pertinent 60, 80, 100 years later. I mean, they'll be studying that song for generations. And think about the social unrest and the anti-war movements of the 1960s. Think about Vietnam. The song was just 4 or 5 years old by 1967. And let's take a listen to this historical piece here about opposition to the Vietnam War.
Anti-war demonstrators protest U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War in mass marches, rallies, and demonstrations. Central Park is the starting point for the parade to the UN building. The estimated 125,000 Manhattan marchers include students, housewives, beatnik poets, doctors, businessmen, teachers, priests, and nuns. Makeup and costumes were bizarre. Before the parade, mass draft card burning was urged. Demonstrators claimed 200 cards were burned, but no accurate count could be determined. Reporters and onlookers were jostled away on purpose. Although mostly peaceful, shouted confrontations were frequent and fiery during the course of the march. The The anti-war marchers were picketed by anti-anti-war marchers who were hawkish toward the parading doves. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King leads the procession to the United Nations, where he urges UN pressure to force the U.S. to stop bombing North Vietnam. Police arrested five persons as disorderly. Three were grabbed when they rushed the parade float. No serious injuries, however, in New York's biggest anti-war march. A companion peace demonstration brings out 50,000 marchers in downtown San Francisco. They parade 2 miles along Market Street, pacifists and hippies together. Gigantic Kesar Stadium holds the mass rally, where anti-war songs and speeches trigger a short scuffle between pro and con factions. No one was injured. Both demonstrations were sponsored by a loose coalition of left-wing, pacifist, and moderate anti-war groups. President Johnson, meanwhile, let it be known that the FBI is closely watching all anti-war activity.
An audio history snapshot of the Vietnam War era, a great era for music. So let's stay put in the late 1960s now. Perhaps the most famous, biggest hit by the late Otis Redding, recorded just briefly before his tragic death by a plane crash in Madison, Wisconsin. He was traveling from a TV appearance in Cleveland to a University of Wisconsin nightclub appearance in the capital city when the plane went down in Lake Monona. By early 1968, Otis Redding had his only number one song, a posthumous anthem of the late 60s era.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
A show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. Cause people like to talk. Turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Behind closed doors.
Cruising the Decades with a 1973 country music smash by Charlie Rich. 100 years of music, all genres encouraged, all styles welcome. CruisinTheDecades.com. One song per decade. So now, screeching forward in our time machine to some early 80s funk from the Gap Band. Charlie, Ronnie, and Robert Wilson came out of Tulsa, Oklahoma in the 70s. This is 1980, Burn Rubber on Me on Cruisin' the Decades.
Serious, I'm just curious. Why you wanna hit me?
Why You Wanna Hurt Me, the Gap Band from 1980 on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. We're going to zip forward to the late 90s now with a song itself that goes back to the 17th century. Perhaps the oldest origin of any song we've ever played on Cruisin' the Decades. Whiskey in the Jar is an Irish traditional folk song. And it really became popularized by the 1950s by the Dubliners and later the Highwaymen and the Pogues and a whole bunch of bands. I mean, hundreds of artists through the years have done this song. But it was Thin Lizzy in the early 70s that became an influence on Metallica, who did the song on their Garage Inc. album in 1998. This is Metallica's version of Whiskey in the Jar on Cruisin' the Decades.
Sam!
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music history. From Akron, Ohio, USA to the world via high-powered shortwave, Radio Miami International, and the 500-kilowatt blowtorch world band signal of WBCQ, the planet in Monticello, Maine. And heard on the top independent community and music radio stations in the world. Music from the lifelong record collection of Brad Savage, hand-picked song by song. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Story in their rise to notoriety. That's Switchfoot, Meant to Live from 2003. Switchfoot came out of Christian rock circles in the late 90s and worked hard, toured a lot, played a lot of shows, and eventually became a lot wider than just Christian audiences. Frontman John Foreman has always said he doesn't really write songs just for Christian audiences, and they had a couple big hits in the early 2000s, including that one, Meant to Live, on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. So now we're into the 21st century. We're getting more towards the 2020s. Well, let's stop here in 2018. And let's do the early years, similar story for an up-and-coming artist that worked hard playing a lot of small clubs and touring constantly for three or four albums before he really blew up and achieved mass success. just from a small town in Vermont, Noah Kahn. This is a 2018 release. By 2023 and 2024, he was playing large stadiums and arenas for 15, 20, 25,000 people. But back then, he was just a singer-songwriter trying to get a break. Noah Kahn with False Confidence on Cruisin' the Decades.
Don't take yourself so seriously. Look at you all dressed up for someone you never see. You're here for a reason, but you don't know why. You're split and uneven, your hands to the sky. Surrender yourself. And I wonder why I tear myself down to be built back up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself, holes in my false confidence. And now I lay myself down and hope I wake up young again. Up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself, holes in my false confidence. And now I lay myself down and hope I wake up young again. Take me seriously. Look at me all double for someone I'll never meet. And I wonder why I tear myself down to be built back up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself, and now I lay myself down and hope I wake up one to one.
In the Decades with Noah Kahn, released originally as a single in 2018, that is False Confidence. I believe the industry term is grinding, as in he was grinding on the road and constantly playing shows and just trying to get a break, and it finally happened about 4 or 5 years later. Well, this brings us to the 2020s and a present-day song by an English duo. Pretty underground, but a great sound. Marabou State is the name of this group. They've kind of got this chill trip-hop vibe going on. This is their third album. And this is All I Need by Marabou State on Cruisin' the Decades 2025.
Yeah. someone that I could love.
Interesting new music coming out. You just have to know where to look and how to find it. A British duo, Marabou State, All I Need on Cruisin' the Decades. That brings us up to present day. Now we've done it. 100 years of music. Check all the playlists at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we examine the criminal legal system, specifically in California, through the lens of L.A. D.A. George Gascon.
George Gascon is the first Latino to hold that office. Gascon shares his perspectives on public safety and current sentencing policies and wholesale reconsideration of the death penalty.
We then talk with death row inmate Bill Clark, who has been languishing in prison for 33 years under a threat of execution.
This is a rare and heartfelt interview, offering a glimpse into the life of a man who, even after 33 years on death row, maintains his innocence. We talk about the historic petition filed in California's Supreme Court, revealing evidence of race discrimination in capital punishment cases. A petition that could help Bill Clark walk free. Stay with us.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties.
And I'm Maria Hall, Los Angeles civil rights lawyer.
In recent years, district attorneys around the country in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and elsewhere have broken the law and order mold as they look for better ways to address public safety, crime, prosecution, and sentencing in America, including a wholesale reconsideration of the death penalty from the prosecutorial standpoint. To examine the criminal legal system in the United States, we've invited one of the leading 21st century prosecutors in America, George Gascon, the district attorney of Los Angeles County, to join us. An immigrant from Cuba, Gascon began his career in law enforcement at the LAPD, where he worked his way up the ranks from a patrol officer to assistant chief of police, overseeing operations for the more than 9,000 LAPD officers. Then in 2006, he was tapped to be chief of police in Mesa, Arizona, where he stood up to the hateful and anti-immigrant policies of then Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. In 2009, then Mayor Gavin Newsom appointed Gascon to be San Francisco's chief of police. 2 years later, Newsom again turned to Gascon to fill a vacancy created when then District Attorney Kamala Harris was elected California Attorney General. Gascon was re-elected San Francisco District Attorney twice. He was the first Latino to hold that office and the nation's first police chief to become district attorney. On December 7, 2020, he took office as the DA of LA County. He is a former board member of the Council of State Governments Justice Center, a graduate of the FBI's National Executive Institute, and a former member of Harvard University Kennedy School of Government's Executive Session on Policing and Public Safety. I've known DA George Gascon for many years and served as a policy advisor to him on the death penalty in his campaign to become LA DA. DA George Gascon, welcome to Law and Disorder.
Thank you. So, you know, Stephen, it was a combination of things. As you indicated, my family immigrated from Cuba. I grew up in a very humble, you know, very poor neighborhood. And frankly, police and law enforcement were not things that we look up to. We didn't in Cuba, and we certainly didn't in the U.S. I dropped out of high school. I wound up in the U.S. Army. And in my own personal evolution, that's where, you know, I started to get back into getting my education. By the time I got out of the Army, I went to Cal State Long Beach, and it was during that period of time that I became a police officer. I spent a lifetime in the LAPD, and I was part of the system, and I became also aware of the problems in the system, you know, the impact of over-policing, over-criminalization of some communities, and that's one of the reasons why we have been so focused on police accountability. We've filed now approximately 144 cases involving almost 160 police officers that have committed criminal conduct, you know, and it's important to underline, these are not like, you know, some, you know, misconduct. No, this is criminal conduct that were, quite frankly, under prior administrations were ignored. As a San Francisco district attorney, I work really hard to improve office performance and advance public safety, because very committed to public safety. That's what I've done in my adult life. And as a, you know, my vision for LA County is one of effective community safety that is ethical, that is racially equitable, that protects the community, that restores victims of crime, but also honors the rights of the accused, you know, dealing with over-incarceration and looking at, you know, so many parts of our system that, you know, I used to say they're broken, but often it's not necessarily broken, that were designed to the harm that they have caused, and looking for ways to get us into a different direction. And that's my commitment has been and continues to be the safety of our community, holding violent criminals accountable, but being thoughtful in the way that we address safety concerns in our community.
George Gascon, you mentioned the importance of public safety. What's your philosophy on that issue, and how do you respond to accusations that you're soft on crime?
Yeah, you know, Maria, it's very interesting because, unfortunately, as you well know, we are in a moment in our history where people do not operate in facts, you know, and we hear a lot of these comments about the soft on crime. And yet, when you look at the work that I have done, including the work here in the district attorney's office, you will see that we have a very strong commitment to the safety of our community. You know, we continue to deal with violence and filing cases involving violence at rates that are similar or greater than prior administrations. We work really hard to address the issues of victim safety. We address the needs of our community by bringing everybody to the table. You know, it's really unfortunate that, you know, we often hear crime is up, and the, you know, the one thing that we can say to that is, you know, that fear is up and crime is down. You know, if you look at LA County data, you know, violent crime has been fluctuating since I came into office. It increased in year two and then it decreased in year three. And yet, you know, you hear this message of crime being up. You know, homicides have been notable decline since I've been in office. Robberies, aggravated assaults have held steady with no significant increases. Burglaries initially increased after the election, but have stabilized since then. Even larceny, car theft, and arson, the levels remain consistent, indicating that there has been no spike. And again, you know, when you look at the charging policies, you know, we have been consistent with prior administration filing at or higher rates than prior administrations, which demonstrates a firm stance on serious crime and commitment to prosecution.
George, in December of 2020, when you took office, you announced an ambitious set of goals for yourself and the Office of District Attorney. What were those goals, and what have you been able to achieve?
I wanted to make sure that we created a series of policies that were going to be based on, you know, science and data, and that they would be well